You are not the boss. You do not pull all of the strings. Come to the discussion with the cold reality that you may not get your way. Therefore, if you do succeed, you're going to be pleased. I am an optimist, and I typically see the glass as half full. However, I also am a realist. And while I hope for the best, I often actually plan for the worst. Now, don't get me wrong. I fight and I work hard for what I want. I don't go into something half-hearted. If we are going to go for it, I'm going for it in a big, big, big way. I mean, seriously, I come to the meeting to propose an idea with an arsenal of information, right? Usually with nothing less than three options, and I have combed through every possible scenario. Now listen, I suppose if there were like an 11th factor in leading up, I'd probably name it be overprepared. So I am the guy who puts in tons of energy and tons of effort to win and to move an idea forward. However, in the same breath, since I want to win and be successful, I also have a deep bench of contingency plans for the very real chance that the answer to my ask is a big fat no. Many times over, I have presented what I thought was an absolutely airtight, open-closed case. And I thought that I had literally thought of everything. And yet there were times when I did not get my way. Now, remember those three plans that I set forth for my leader to choose, right? The three options were the big dream, the thing that you really want, and the bare minimum. Well, there is a fourth choice, none of the above. Early on, I was pretty devastated when this option was the reality. Listen, we will not always get our way. So I learned several important lessons early on. The lessons that I learned, quite honestly, were hard. And the first one is this: I'm not the boss. This is the most important thing to keep in mind. The second lesson that I learned is that God is sovereign and he takes care of our needs. Now, it typically works out pretty well. And a no from my supervisor may just be the best and perfect plan. I have seen this come to pass many, many, many times. The third lesson that I cannot walk away from is that I can't place all of my eggs into the basket of my three options that I provide to my supervisor. I have to work hard to work toward my goal and yet be flexible to adapt and quickly make lemonade from a nearly sour set of lemons I've been handed. Bottom line when leading up, be flexible and be prepared to make something happen even when you're told no.